Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos.
Hola.
Aloha. There's a lot of tangled wires. Usually not tangled around my leg, but okay. Aloha. Ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno. Sawadee karub, guten tak, jau weeviva, kat bang, half a day, jai janendra, salam, shalom, peace now, go vegan, peace how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison kilitary industrial poor nation. In the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy, mockracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, food-born in the USNRA, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure do eat a lot of dead animal body parts, and the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death, disease, and destruction is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. It was a pleasure being out at the Cesar Chavez Day celebration yesterday in San Francisco. It was interesting. I got on stage. I said, hi, I'm Bob Linden. I host a radio show called Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. I also host a TV show called Go Vegan TV with Bob Linden. And so now that you heard the word vegan here, anybody know what that means? And one guy in the band says, no meat. You don't eat meat. And I said, well, that's true. No meat, dairy, fish, or eggs for me. And then I said, have you ever met a vegan in your life? Do you know any vegans? Have you ever heard of a vegan? Do you know any famous vegans? Anything? And, you know, just the blank stare coming back at me. And then it was, how about, you know, the guy whose life we're celebrating today, Cesar Chavez, huh? He was totally vegan. So it kind of amazed people. But we got into what the proper diet is for peace, because Cesar Chavez thought that the basis for peace was compassion for all living beings. And so it's, frutas, verduras, fruits, vegetables, nueces, nuts, granos, grains, semillas, seeds, legumbres. It was great being out there yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Right now we are in the midst of World Laboratory Animal Liberation Week. And, in being fair to vivisectors, right? We want to liberate animals from laboratories. But to be fair, shouldn't we see who the best vivisectors are? I mean, equal time for vivisectors today. Who are the best vivisectors? Which are the laboratories where the animals wouldn't want to be liberated? What might that be? Where might that be? I mean, the UK government and research industry claim that their country has some of the highest standards in the world for animals in laboratories. Imperial University in London in the UK has a reputation as being one of the best universities in the world. Actually, Imperial University ranks at number 8 in the world, definitely a top 10 university. So this should be that shining example, right? A model to the world of how good it can be in vivisection labs, right? Well, let's see, okay? Only Imperial University still has its veil of secrecy covering its vivisection programs, huh? In this case, it shouldn't be the chant, nothing to hide, let us inside. But as with all vivisection laboratories who torture and murder animals, it's still, we have nothing to hide, but we can't let you inside. So just take our word for it. After all, Lynn Featherstone, the British Home Office Minister, has said, quote, the UK has one of the most rigorous systems in the world to ensure that animal research and testing is strictly regulated, end quote. So that all sounds great, but can we have a look-see? No? Well, it sounds like it's time for an undercover investigation then, huh? You know, the kind that corporations are so desperate to prevent through legislation so that politicians paid by animal abusers will protect you from ever seeing the truth. So, the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection had one of its members hired at Imperial University. And the undercover investigation has just been released from BUAC. And, surprise, surprise, the laboratory prisons for animals in London at Imperial University are horrific nightmares for the animals, just as they are everywhere else. You know, the universities ranked number 9 to all the way on the bottom of the list. Uh-huh. Yep, it just doesn't seem to be good for the animals anywhere. Let me see, where did I put some of the information on the research that's been going on there? And let's see if I don't drop my computer, if the wires aren't tangled around my leg. I can see some of this here. Okay, so this was BYV's research. The research involved so this is what was seen at Imperial University. The research involved the deliberate infliction of major organ damage, surgical mutilation, and invasive head surgery to implant tubes so that substances could be directly injected into the brain. Animals could be starved for up to 48 hours, deprived of water for up to 23 hours, forced to run on treadmills to avoid electric shocks, and be restrained while a long tube was forced down their throats and substances were injected directly into their stomachs. Oh, sounds like a country club for animals in laboratories, doesn't it? So that's some of the research that was seen there. The undercover video demonstrated staff incompetence, negligence, and lack of knowledge, of course. Even by the named animal care and welfare officer and named veterinary surgeons at Imperial University. But fortunately, the policy at Imperial University is humane killing for the animals in the laboratories. Now, you know, I've always been asking the Humane Society of the United States, which does support humane slaughter, humane killing, what is that? What is humane killing? I don't get it. I can't quite picture it. Luckily, we can find out now because the policy at Imperial University is humane killing. So what does that mean? It means carbon dioxide poisoning in gas chambers. It means cervical dislocation, where the animal's neck was broken using the edge of a metal cage, a label holder. Mice had their necks broken by hand. Other animals were killed by decapitation, cutting their heads off with scissors or a guillotine. Now, I wonder if this is humane killing because loud pop music was blaring in the background all the time. So I guess, you know, if you're being killed listening to Katy Perry, that's humane, okay? So that was humane killing under a policy statement of humane talk that would, you know, make HSUS proud, HSUS speak, with a British accent, of course. The quote, I was practicing my Spanish so much yesterday, I don't think I can do a British accent, so I'll just read you the quote here on how euthanasia is explained. What is euthanasia at Imperial University, number 8 university in the world, top 10? Quote, euthanasia is the humane killing of an animal without causing the animal any physical or psychological suffering. Animals must be handled quietly and gently to avoid causing them any distress. There you have it. Well, so that's why we say that an undercover video is worth a million words, huh? Because you can't believe all the words that you hear. If you want to see the videos and the undercover investigation from the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, go to licensestokill.buav.org, licensestokill.buav.org. www.buav.org. And, you know, this is one of the reasons. This shows why we have to kill those so-called ag-gag bills that are popping up everywhere from politicians tied to animal exploitation special interests associated with that, you know, that that front group, ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. What are they exchanging? Money for votes? Money to destroy the Constitution? Well, fortunately, the California ag-gag bill died this past week when it was withdrawn by Jim Patterson, the Republican from Fresno, who originally proposed it. The Fresno area being all those dairy farms, and you also have Harris Ranch there, that cow centration camp along Interstate 5. Arkansas and Wyoming have also killed their ag-gag bills that would have set severe restrictions on the documentation of abuse of animals imprisoned on agricultural farms. So, there you have that. Coming up on Earth Day, remember how devastating it is, meat, dairy, fish and eggs, animal agriculture, so destructive to the environment. I mean, it's just no way that you can be a so-called meat-eating, cow's milk-drinking, tuna fish-chomping, quiche-loving environmentalist. Just doesn't work that way these days when animal ag accounts for 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions and deforestation, soil erosion, resource depletion, habitat destruction, and so much energy usage that we lose our minds and we think we have to use nukes to boil water. It's absolutely insane. We'll don't have time to get into what's going on in Japan with the nuclear disaster. But don't worry, that will be with us for hundreds of thousands of years. We can get to that. Coming up on today's program, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, we talk to Marissa Miller-Wilson. She's the writer, director, and editor of the movie Vegucated, also, which will be screening for free next week. Go Vegan Radio and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society will be screening the movie next Sunday from noon to 4. At the main branch of the public library at 100 Larkin. So Marissa Miller-Wilson is coming up next. She's the writer and director and editor of Vegucated. Also coming up, Brian Schlegel, one of the main characters in the movie, Kenneth G. Williams, also on today's show. He trained Brian Schlegel, and Jessica Hirsch and Lauren Hirsch from the Meat Out group who put this all in motion, and we'll talk to them about how to use Meet Up for activism for animals. And if you support activism for animals, a donation to Go Vegan Radio would really help them. And we have to pay for radio airtime every week. And we are joining the GCN Radio Network for syndication in early May. That network has 800 radio stations affiliated with it. We're also resuming Go Vegan TV with Bob Linden on May 2nd. We need your support to pay for airtime and production costs, and you can help us out. Go to the website. There are hundreds of archives. You can listen to them, and there are podcasts there. And you can make a donation at goveganradio.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. A favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health,
compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at vegetarianhouse.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@goveganradio.com.
Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com. You can be my friend on Facebook. Maybe. I don't know. My two Bob Linden pages are kind of maxed out at 5,000, but people get upset with me. About two or three people a day get upset with me enough to not want to be my friend anymore. So you can check out the two Bob Linden pages there. There's a Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden page. We're on Twitter. We just hit our 5,000th stalker on Twitter at Go Vegan Radio. Yeah, please join me in our socialist media. Next week we're having a screening, a free screening of the movie Vegucated. Tell your friends, come on out. We're having a vegan potluck with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. I'll be hosting. Dixie May will be there. And it's a wonderful movie. I want you to bring your friends to see Vegucated. And my guest today is Marissa Miller Wolfson. She's the writer, the director, the editor of Vegucated. Welcome to Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. How are you today, Marissa?
I'm great. Thank you so much. So glad to be on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So how does such a movie come to being? You probably thought up the idea, and it actually happened. So give us some background on Vegucated.
Sure. So way back when, I was sitting in the movie theater watching Super Size Me, and I had been vegan for a few years by then, and I thought, you know, this is great. It shows Americans what not to eat. Wouldn't it be fun to see the flip side of that, what Americans should be eating, and also cover the ethical side, because Super Size Me was mostly about health, and there wasn't much about animals or the environment. So, and that's, you know, a big reason why a lot of people go vegan. So I thought, you know, let's do the reverse. And I spoke to my colleague, Mary Max, and she said, let's do it. And we did, naively. We signed up for it, and it took a while, but we made it happen.
The best things done are done naively. I started this radio show 12 years ago. I thought it would last two or three weeks. You know, the owners of the station would hear the content. They'd kick me off the air, and I'd live happily ever after. So naively, 12 years later, we're still
on.
You know? So
great.
How did you start? What did you do? What was the thinking behind it?
Well, we originally we thought, okay, we'll take someone who eats, you know, all kinds of fast food and really do the reverse of Super Size Me. So we had a casting call, and we put a, you know, thing on Craigslist and interviewed about the 25 people who showed up. And of those 25 people, none of them were super unhealthy. But we did find three people who we really liked on camera, who we really liked in person, who were up for the challenge. They all came from different demographics, had different challenges in their own lives with going vegan. You know, Ellen was a single mom and doesn't have time to cook, working single mom. And then Brian is a 20-something-year-old bachelor who eats out all the time. And Tesla is a college student who lives at home with her family, and she didn't like vegetables or beans, and her family had no frame of reference culturally for the lifestyle. So those were their challenges that they faced in going vegan.
And culturally, what culture are we discussing there that had no frame of reference for veganism?
Well, she's Honduran. Her mother's Honduran, and her father is Peruvian. So, so Latin American. Yeah, in the initial interview with her, and we get to meet her family. Her mom says, you know, they think you're crazy if you're just vegetarian, let alone vegan, you know.
Right. Well, yesterday I spoke at the Cesar Chavez Day celebration in San Francisco, and nobody knows that he was a complete vegan. You know, I mean, they celebrate his life. Cesar Chavez, it was as important to Cesar Chavez to convert people to veganism as trade unionism, but nobody even knows that. I went on stage, I said, you know, I'm a vegan. Am I the first vegan you ever met? Do you know any vegans? No. Well, how about the guy who's
right.
You know, we're celebrating today?
Yeah. He has a little cameo at the end of our film as well, you know, just as one of the social justice revolutionaries who kind of got it, you know, around the whole vegetarian vegan issue.
Yeah, so far ahead of his time too, and you know, and compassion for animals as part of it. So that was really good. So so you had the three participants in the movie, and Brian will be coming up a little bit in the program. Also, Kenneth G. Williams, who did training with him, and so. You made the movie. How was it received?
Amazingly, you know, naively, I went into this thinking, okay, so it's going to be a good activist tool. Folks can buy it and show it to their mom and dad and maybe host a screening at their church or whatever. I did not know how well it would be received, digitally, especially. Well,
you've gotten some awards
really
for the
digital,
film,
that's kind of a new realm. Sorry?
You've gotten some awards or recognition over time with us?
Oh, yeah. We've gotten several awards. The first one we got was at our world premiere at the Toronto Independent Film Festival. We walked away with Best Documentary, which was really exciting, especially for a first-time director.
Yeah, it's great. Uh-huh. Wow, you have quite the resume then right now. First-time director, Toronto Film Festival, Best Documentary. That's great. I think people should be looking forward to seeing it next Sunday at the San Francisco Public Library. We're there from noon to 4 p.m. How can people get copies to show their friends and family or do screenings at their church or synagogue or mosque?
Yeah, they can go to getvegucated.com, that's GETVEGUCATED, and you can see where it's playing digitally. If you're just chilling at home looking for something to do, it just started in honor of Earth Day to play on Hulu this weekend for free. So you can watch it for free on Hulu, or you can buy a DVD and share it on our little e-store on our website, and you can also see how to host a screening on our website as well. We've had over 200 screenings all over the world, and it's been super exciting to hear back from the activists, you know, in Poland and Chile and all over, you know, who've screened it and really opened some eyes.
And what do people tell you? What's some of the feedback you get on the screening?
Well, people say that this is the first vegetarian vegan film that covers the ethical issue that makes them laugh a lot. And it's really accessible, that they can feel super comfortable sharing with friends and family. You know, we do cover some difficult stuff, but it only comprises a small portion of the film, and the rest of it is everyday people with whom you can very much relate, plus just some stupid slapstick by me, because I used to do sketch comedy, and that's sort of my MO, and silly, you know, really cute and funny animations. So we really tried to make it accessible and wanted people to feel good about sharing it with friends and family, knowing that they'll not just have a life-changing experience, but also having an enjoyable life-changing experience.
That's great. We're also having a vegan potluck at our screening next Sunday, April 28th, at the San Francisco Public Library. So inviting people to bring out their best vegan dishes, and we'll share them and have a good time so that you get convinced by the movie you have to go in that direction. We'll have some of the good vegan food there, too. So we have maybe a minute, minute and a half left, Marissa. Anything you wanted to mention that we haven't discussed yet about Veducated, and again, tell people how they can get it and get involved?
Well, I guess you can go to our website. If you're looking for that one magic bullet that covers health, environment, and animal compassion, of course, I'm being a salesman here. I'm wearing that hat right now. This
That's
film
good,
really
though.
Has all.
You're selling a good product,
me.
Though. It's a moral
you.
Product. Buy it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's just if you go to our website and you see, click on film on the masthead up top, and then lives changed. You can just read how many people have gone vegan as a result. It's blowing us away. It really does blow us away how many people have gone veg, vegan, more vegan, or whatever. And, you know, as someone who's been passionate about getting people to go vegan for, you know, 10 years, it's so gratifying. So, just so grateful for everyone who helped out on the project. Grateful for Brian, who's hilarious, and Kenneth, who's inspiring, for being involved.
Yeah, it's a great film. You know, it's not every day that you can go get a lot of truth from a documentary and still feel like you've been to a comedy. So that's great. So, well, thanks for doing the activism. You know, we have to somehow make we have to make animal suffering entertaining somehow, don't we?
So, it sounds horrible, doesn't it? But it's true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought that with the show, like I said, 12 years ago, what's a vegan show going to sound like? Will everybody be too depressed? They'll walk away from the radio, slit their wrists. I can't have that. So let's make it entertaining. So we're going to have a good time next week with Veducated. And the website, one more time, Marissa, is?
GetVeducated.com.
GetVeducated.com. Okay, Brian Flegel of Veducated coming up. Also, Kenneth G. Williams on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Thanks for being with us today, Marissa.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. We'll continue. Please support the show with a donation. Oh, you can also advertise your vegan and cruelty-free product. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. It looks like GCN, when we join that network for syndication, wants us to expand to a two-hour program. I don't know what that means. Maybe give twice as much when you donate or advertise. Bob@goveganradio.com.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut.
Cleveland and goveganradio.com. Well, it is time to take a stand against the most violent, unhealthy, dangerous, cruel, environmentally destructive product on the market today. You know, we're not just against foie gras. We're against all so-called meat, dairy, fish, and egg production. We're not just against factory farms. We're against all farming of animals, chickens, cows, fish, pigs. And it's time to say no to poisoning our children. Say no to climate change. Say no to the killing. And let's stand up. Let's stand up to the flesh industry, the so-called meat industry. Let's dedicate ourselves to the cause and have a really big turnout at the protest against Farmer John at its Vernon, California location, that on Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Right now, pigs are moving along the Farmer John disassembly line, being stabbed to death, well, to produce this season's supply of Dodger dogs at Dodger Stadium. About 30,000 innocent, intelligent creatures are being stabbed, murdered, just for the Dodger crowd to satisfy its appetite for blood. What a shame when there are vegan hot dogs available at Dodger Stadium, vegan burgers and all. So anyway, there are carpools from the Bay Area. People are coming from all over the country because, you know, we really need to take a stand against against meat. If we can ban plastic bags, isn't it really time that we abolish meat? We stand up against meat. At least let people know how destructive it is and how it's killing everyone in their family, right? So it's Farmer John, Saturday, May 4th. Farmer, and you know, shouldn't a farmer be growing kale or carrots or something? You know, it's Breeder Killer John, Breeder Killer John, Farmer John, at its Vernon, California location, Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I think I'm probably going to carpool from the Bay Area down there and really want to be there. So I hope you will join us out there. We need to have you know, just enough people to cover that disgusting mural there with all the happy pigs, all the pigs outside having a good time, all the deception, all the lies. So I hope to see you there. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. Next Sunday, April 28th, we're having a free screening of Veducated at the San Francisco Public Library, presented by Go Vegan Radio and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. I will be there. Dixie May of SFVS will be there. My next guest, Brian Flegel, will be there, as will Kenneth G. Williams, who's also my co-next guest. So welcome, gentlemen. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Hi. Hey, Bob. Hey, Kenneth. Yeah. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah, you sound like you're right next to me.
This is awesome. How's it going?
I'm glad I made it on Go Vegan Radio. This is awesome.
All right, Brian. So, yeah, it's terrific to have you here today. You're also going to be at the event next Saturday,
I am.
April 28th, for a Q&A. So how did you get involved with Veducated?
Why did I get involved or how?
Yeah,
you know, you know, there's a story that Marisa tells, and then there's the story that I tell, and somewhere between us, there's the truth. But I actually was, dating a friend of hers at the time, and, you know, struggling
after I
was.
We didn't get the gossip right from the start, I guess.
I was dating Marisa's friend at the time. And she asked me to come in and sort of do some sort of interview about food. And I said, absolutely, being a struggling actor, where you basically will do anything, you know, to try to get your name out there. And so I jumped at the chance and just did this interview on camera, met Marisa, kind of got a crush on her, and then the next day they asked me to be part of this film, and really, just because of her dynamism, I just said yes, you know, not knowing what I was going to really get into.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
and then
really
not
knew nothing about veganism at all.
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, I knew nothing about veganism. you know, whatsoever. Totally, you know, wet behind the ears.
Sure. Uh-huh. And how was your reaction initially to it?
Well, you know, it, I kind of went into it just thinking that I would do it for the time period and then go back to my normal life. I mean, there was, through the progression of the film, I certainly didn't expect to, you know, understand or really learn anything, the way I did. I just wanted
it sounded like you wanted girlfriends and acting roles out of it. That's what it sounded like what you expected.
Right? Right, exactly. Oh, this is just some random thing to get, you know, my face out there. Yeah, I mean, it was totally selfish reasons. I mean, I had no idea that any of this information would change my life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how has it changed your life?
Well, I'm 100% vegan.
That's great.
And have been since... pretty much since the filming wrapped up. There, I had a little hiccup there. Now, keep in mind that the film was done in 2006. I mean, all the filming happened in New York in 2006. So we're at like 7 years, you know, from the
initial
project.
Oh, so you are a long-term vegan right now, then.
Yeah, right. I kind of am.
You,
I mean,
you
there
watch
was...
the movie, you do kind of get in the mindset that this is fairly new for you, but that's true. It's
right.
Now it's 7 years, so okay.
Yeah, I'm an old man now. But the, and I mean, it was kind of like meeting people like Kenneth and like these actual, living examples of people that excel at this type of lifestyle and have sort of put their, you know, names out there and created a positive, vegan message that, you know, made it very possible for me to add my name to the list.
And how have people reacted to you seeing you on film? What do they say to you? What feedback do you get?
Well, I have more Facebook friends now, I think. Mm-hmm. In general, there was kind of like the family thing where it was a little bit of a trepidatious kind of, you know, what's this all about? We're not really totally down with this. Why are you eating strange food? But my friends were cool with it. That part wasn't difficult. And then, you know, once you get part of the vegan culture, you're just kind of surrounded by a bunch of cool people. So
yeah, and strange food is in the mouth of the beholder, I guess. You know,
right? Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
now I can't walk by.
Whatever. I don't know. So and how did you and Kenneth get together? Kenneth, talk about your meeting with Brian and how you became involved with the movie.
Wow. Well, I guess since I was part of IDA.
Oh, this is Kenneth G. Williams, champion bodybuilder. Like, not champion. Well, he's a champion vegan bodybuilder, but he's not competing against vegans. He's competing against the people who are having the unhealthy whey and animal protein products. And he's won competitions, been part of the Olympia team, so this is a serious athlete too.
Yes sir. I think just being a part of IDA at that time, I think Marissa called IDA and asked if I could be a part of the movie that she was doing called Vegicate.
She was aware of you then, probably from seeing pictures or magazine articles and all. Yeah.
She was already aware. And I just asked her, what is it exactly that you want me to do in the movie? Because I'm not an actor. So I don't know exactly what you want me to do. I can just be myself. And she said, well, that's pretty much exactly what I want you to do, is be yourself. And you're going to train this up-and-coming comedian who is very funny. And he wants to work with you in the gym. And a big, huge grin just went on my face. And I said, oh, I'm going to get this comedian. That was my thing. I go, I'm going to train him, and we're going to get down with it.
You are my partner in crime, Kenneth. I could not be as funny without you. And there's a lot of outtakes from that day. We got to get that released.
Yeah, we do, because I went into it kind of serious, right? And my man Brian, you know, he's so funny. he just said, you know what, I'm going to just have fun with this dude, Kenneth, because Kenneth is coming in looking kind of serious. and so we wind up just having fun, just training, fun, talking. It was great.
I had to get you to laugh, dude, because you intimidated me. But, you know, that was a great day. I think we both enjoyed that whole session. And time just flew
Ryan,
by.
Ryan, you are seriously funny. Oh, where is your show business career now? I mean, you wanted this to lead to an acting role and having a girlfriend, 7 years ago. But where are you now in your career?
I'm worse off than I was, than I started. I don't have a girlfriend. I've had a few since, but I'm actually in a totally different direction. I'm living back in California now, which is where I'm originally from. And I'm working in a interior design company. It's a family company. I'm managing the business, and I grew up in the business, so it's not foreign to me. And I'm enjoying it, but I'm still connected to the whole vegan world out here. And acting, who knows? It's not totally done. The fire's not out, but I kind of grew up, Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Just like this is always good, right?
Yeah. Well, great. So you and Kenneth will both be at our screening next week, which
yes,
is great. We'll have a Q&A. I'm trying to figure out the scheduling on this now. I guess we might as well do this on air. So the library actually opens at noon. We have the room. We're in the Latino-Hispanic meeting rooms, A and B, from noon to 4. So the library opens at 12, so we'll wind up going in there and laying some food out. We're going to have a vegan potluck. We'll probably be eating till, start eating 12:15, 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'll have to do a live radio show from there. So,
oh wow,
so we'll have to do it from there.
I got to do a big shout out to Jessica, Jessica Hirsch,
no doubt.
The whole reason this is happening, really, and she's fantastic and. She's going to be there. She's a dynamic person to know and love and meet. And
right, Jessica and her sister Lauren will actually be coming up on the program in a few minutes here.
Oh, cool.
If I do this right. So they'll be talking a little bit about how this came to be. Originally, they were trying to put a speaking engagement together with Kenneth and then you, and then Kenneth came to me and said, let's make something happen here to where we brought in the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Now we're going to do it at the main branch of the public library, 100 Larkin Street. So we'll do the live radio show from there next Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. And then we'll have the screening just about 2 o'clock and then Q&A after that. So food first, radio show, screening, and Q&A. I think that we just made it up now. We finally got organized. Yeah. This is how last
awesome.
Minute.
Awesome. I'm glad we took
procrastinate.
What kind of woman show up?
Is this last minute planning? Okay. So we have it
together. No, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be an awesome day.
We have maybe
day.
Another minute or two left.
Sure.
You and Brian, Kenneth, anything you want to mention? Then we have Jessica and Lauren coming up also. They'll be there. I hope they're going to be bringing some great vegan food for our potluck and screening.
Well, there's going to be awesome food. I mean, it's going to be great for me to see Kenneth, and we should maybe do some working out or something. I don't know. I'll bring up some spandex or something and get this going. But it's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah. All right. So that'll bring people out that Brian will be in spandex for this event. That will bring out a crowd right there,
Brian from Vegetate is going to be in spandex.
Yes. We're going to be doing MC Hammer dance moves all afternoon.
Sounds great. Okay. All right. We'll see you guys next Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. for our screening of Vegetate. And we'll be talking to you and having lunch with you. Come on out and have lunch with Brian and Kenneth and me and Dixie May. And support vegan animal liberation activism, which this program represents. And we have to buy radio airtime. You can help us with a donation. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414 San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it is goveganradio.com.
grocery store that's 100% vegan, and not just that, the largest vegan grocery anywhere? It's Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Rancho Cucamonga. Thousands and thousands of items, everything vegan, everything cruelty-free. No animal ingredients, no animal testing. Viva La Vegan Grocery. Organic produce, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds. And introducing Veganic. Want to go beyond organic? Coming soon to Viva La Vegan. Thousands of grocery items, some you won't see anywhere else. Fresh juice from the juicer at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Donuts, cupcakes, supplements, gluten-free. Viva La Vegan, raw foods, vegan dog food, household items, personal care, books, belts, shoes. They all come together at the largest vegan grocery anywhere. Great prices, friendly staff, thousands of items, everything vegan at Viva La Vegan. 9456 Roberts Street, R-O-B-E-R-D-S, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 909-941-4495. VivaLaVeganGrocery.com, 909-941-4495. Viva La Vegan. Move over dairy. Make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. Coconut yogurt, cultured, fermented, creamed coconut meat. A treat by itself or with fresh fruit. Coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter. Raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies. Coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit CoconutCowCafe.com. Organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available. Call 626-993-5631. CoconutCowCafe.com.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, GoVeganRadio.com. Again, I ask you to support the program. This is our pledge drive. Please donate right now at GoVeganRadio.com. Hit the donate button. We have about 3-4 minutes left. We're talking about our event next week at the San Francisco Public Library, screening of Educated and Potluck. That's noon to 400 Larkin Street. And this came about because a couple of wonderful sisters who are activists have a meetup group, and they wanted to do something with Kenneth, and this kind of burgeoned into what we're doing next week. Jessica Hirsch and Lauren Hirsch, how are you doing today, Jessica and Lauren?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
We're good.
Hi, great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. So tell us how. Tell us the name of your meetup group and how you see meetup as a form of activism for veganism and community.
Well, the name of our meetup group is called the Plant Lover Group. And what we do is vegan potluck. Meetup.com is a great way to meet vegans in the community. There are a few different groups. They have groups for animal rights, and they also have groups for just meeting vegans in the community and just kind of getting together and raising awareness of animal rights.
Mm-hmm. And and the name of your group again is?
The Plant Lover Group.
Okay, the Plant Lover Group. Okay, and what do you envision happening? How do you see using this meetup? What's going to happen in the future?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, what do you see happening in the future with the meetup group? What do you think will be what will be coming of it?
I'd like to do more free events with speakers, and also do more potlucks that are raw vegan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're raw vegan yourself?
I like to consider myself as high raw, but I still eat some cooked food.
Mm-hmm. And you're both, well, you're You're young, Lauren. You're in high school, right?
Yep. So I'm a senior in high school.
You're most of us would consider you fairly young. How have you come to be a vegan at a young age like this?
Well, it really was with the help of my other sisters, Jessica, and also our youngest sister, Katrina. We were all sort of pescatarian and vegetarian around the same time, and once they went vegan, I kind of had to as well.
Uh-huh. Well, who started it of the sisters then?
Our younger sister, Katrina, was the first one to go vegan in our family, and she went vegan at age 14.
Mm-hmm. Ah, at age 14. That's great.
Yeah.
That's really, evolving at a young age. So we're just about out of time. We have maybe 30 seconds. Was there anything you wanted to mention about your group or anything coming up in the future?
Yes. Well, our next event is going to be next Sunday, the 28th. And we're going to be doing the potluck and the free vegetated screening with you.
Right, you're with us.
And
yeah, you're Kenneth with us as part
and
of that.
Brian.
Sure.
And it's going to be a party, and everyone should come out. And if you want to find our group, we're on meetup.com, and we're called the Plant Lover Group.
Terrific. Okay, well, thanks for being with us here today, and we will see you and Kenneth and Brian and Dixie May, and I'll be there next Sunday at the San Francisco Public Library from noon to 4 for the screening. We'll be having the vegan potluck and having a great time. And please be kind to animals. Love them. Don't eat them. Don't wear them. Don't buy products tested on them. Go vegan. GoVeganRadio.com.